Blog Talk Radio.
All right, how you guys doing today? Coming to you guys live from Revolutionary Gospel News. I was talking to you guys. You see my slideshow. It's going to be about the name of Jesus. There's been a lot of great controversy around that name. You know, everybody argues about the name, you know, and then lately they've been having this great campaign on the name is not real. And I, you know, hear a lot of these guys, you know, since we got this information that seems, you know, the information highway that seems to be out everywhere, we see we got a whole lot of people coming up with a whole lot of information, and a lot of it is not information at all. It's just falsehoods. It's lies. It's not telling the truth. And a lot of them trying to dismiss the name of Jesus. You know, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, I had a friend call me not too long ago, and it was really, really shocking what he said, and it was mind-blowing for him to denounce the name of Jesus and begin to tell you that that is no more than the name of Zeus. And a lot of people are buying into this lie. You know, what is going on out here? What is the name of Jesus? What is entailed? What's involved in that name that makes somebody want to discredit it? It's no more than the King James Bible. People look to destroy the King James Bible because that is the most accurate Bible you have. And people will be like, ah, King James, they got all kinds of stories. But you notice all these other Bibles, they all kind of go along with it. And these Bibles are where verses are missed. The ethnicity of the Bible is missed. You know, it's gone. It's not in those books. But everybody likes to go with telling you that the King James Bible is no good. So today, I'm just dealing with simply the name of Jesus. What does it mean for you? What does it mean to me? Kind of under the weather here today. Kind of had a very, very hard time even starting the show, so I'm asking y'all to bear with me. I'm trying to actually be a man of my word because everything in me really has been not to do this show. And I've been sick. I think I started getting sick that last Saturday. And this whole week, I've been completely under the weather. Today and yesterday, I think it's probably going to be the worst of it, but it should pass. I hope so, because I'm like, I'm at an age where you got to take care of yourself, and I'm starting to see that. You know, you can't just live any way you want, and you open yourself up to a lot of little infections that shouldn't affect you. My little son had a cold from school. I got the cold, been throwing up and everything else, been in the commode. It's been a rough one. But let's look at the name of Jesus. When the first thing we hear, you know, we'll go back to the Old Testament. Let's start in Isaiah, because a lot of people miss this in Isaiah 9. It says, for to us is a son born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be up on his shoulder. He should be the one in charge of this new world, not the new world order, but the actual coming of his kingdom. It's upon his shoulders, his responsibility. And his name should be called Wonderful. Notice his name. Everybody jump over that. They say he called one of his name should be called Wonderful. Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, his name, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. And up on the throne of David, up on his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice for henceforth and even forever. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. So he's telling you the government that was coming. And he's talking about upon his name. We know we're talking about Jesus. You know, anybody have any knowledge, and I got to take into consideration there are a lot of you out there now that are coming along who have no knowledge of the Lord, period. And that's the world we're living in today. And the people seem like the parents before my group are not raising the children no more in church. They're actually just letting the kids grow, and they have no knowledge of God. They're not. You don't have to be so much a church, because his first message was the kingdom of God, but nobody is teaching the children the Bible. They're not teaching them the word of God. So they're coming up and they don't have no knowledge of who Jesus is. You know, so I have to slow it down. I'm going to do a couple of series on that because I think that's important. But they say the government. See, we get caught up in things. We look at this world and we actually so modern that we're lost. And, you know, so much technology, but yet we are lost. And it says by the wisdom in 1 Corinthians, and by the wisdom of man, they knew not God. All this knowledge we are accumulating, and we're lost people. People look at this and think this is going to be a pie in the sky thing, but he's telling you his physical kingdom is going to be upon him. And his the first birth of part of his kingdom came during Acts 2. And it talks about that in chapters, I like to say chapter 7, but I know it's in Luke, where it says the government is, the kingdom of God should be within you. So the first, there's two parts of this kingdom that most people don't understand, that the first part gave birth on the Pentecost. Now, you know, everybody who's a part of the kingdom of God is receiving the Holy Ghost. That's the born-again process. It's in, and that's John 3 and 5 and John, the Gospel, John 3, verse chapter 3, verse 5. And then there's verse 3 and 5. And talk about being born again. When a man is born again, you know, that's when he becomes a part of the kingdom of God. That's the first step. And now we're waiting his physical arrival. And I don't want to get us too far off, because I know I'm talking about the name, the significance of the name. He said the name, his name should be called Wonderful Counselor. And a lot of people say, they look at Jesus and they begin to tell you, oh, he's God. The Bible does not teach that. And a lot of people are like, oh, whoa. I got one scripture, and I'm going on to where he's originally getting his name from. Got one scripture for the people who talk about, and he kind of kills it and deaded it all together. It don't have to be a long conversation. It's just whether you believe the Bible or not. And it says, it's Acts 2 and 22. It says, ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which he did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves know. If you ever read down to any of these scriptures, when they say, see, he said he's God in John 14, he always tell you, if you don't believe me, believe the works that I do or the works that God is doing in me. He has never, ever claimed to be God. That is something that is not scriptural. And that one scripture kills it right there. It didn't say a God. It said a man approved of God. God is not going to be, have to prove himself, okay? Now, it says this is Matthew's, and that's Acts 2:22 that I just read. This is Matthew's. You see where he got his name from. Matthew's 1 and 18. It said, now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. And when his mother Mary was expelled, in other words, engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. She was found of child of God's creating. He overshadowed Mary, as it spoke of in Luke 1, when he said he overshadowed, just like he overshadowed the earth. He said, let there be light, and it was light. He overshadowed Mary, and he said, let there be life, and it was life. In her womb, his power and authority overshadowed her. And Joseph, her husband being a just man, and not willing to make him a public example, was minded to put her away. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which was conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. In other words, it is of God's power and authority. And he said, and when she shall bring forth a son, now think about this. When this child comes forth, when this child is born, it says, when she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Okay? So we know Jesus is coming to save us from this madness. The madness that we live within our own head, the madness in our society, the corrupt government. He's coming to do away with those things. But in the process of, we're developing to be able to meet him. He's not coming for those getting ready, but he's coming for those that are ready. But he said his name should be Jesus. So Mary or Joseph, then give him a name. Okay? That name was not given to them. I mean, their name was not given by either parent, okay? And really, this is Joseph's stepson, Mary's child. So we're looking at that, and people get confused about this, and they be like, "Man, Jesus, that's God, that's God." They don't understand that God, just like if you were having a child, is named your son after him. And I know everybody said, "Oh, wait a minute, he named the son after himself. He told them what to name his child." Okay, and his name was Jesus. That's what he named him. That was his choice of name. Now, I want you to think about this because I'm going to the scriptures to show you what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking. I have books, so you might want to get a pen and write this down. Excuse me, people. Oh, all right. Breathe in here. Those say we're good to go. Okay. Philippians 2 and 6. It said, who being in the form of God. Now, people say, man, he's God. No, he's not God. In other words, that is his father. He's standing in power and authority there in the air. Said, though it not, and thought it not robbery to be equal to God, that he was his son. So made himself of no reputation and took up on him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Okay? And being found in the fashion of as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even the death of the cross is a crude way to die. So wherefore, God has highly exalted him and has given him a name. Now listen to this. He has given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And things in the heavens and things in earth and under the earth. So what name? How high is the name? That name is higher than any name there is. So do you think there's a name higher than God? You know, that would be my question. Do you think he has a name higher than God? He said he gave him a name above every name. He gave him his own name. And this is John, and that was Philippians 2. And this is John 5, verse 43. Now listen to what he said. This is Gospel of John, 5 and 43, to show you scriptural proof, not just saying that. They be using the name Jehovah as God's name, and that's not true. Those are places. You go look in your Bible. Those are places they name. You know, the Lord will provide. That's all the name. When you say Jehovah, you're talking about the Lord. And a lot of people don't get into it. I don't really want to get into it. I don't know. This, excuse me. The name Jehovah is not God's name. That is not the name that they always have called upon. Okay? And the real believers, Father Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac, called upon the name of Jesus. They did not call upon the name of Jehovah. That means Lord. It's an old English word. 5:43 says, and I have come in my Father's name. He came in my Father's name. What name did he come in but the name of Jesus? Where did he get his name from? How plain is that? Do we need to make this rocket science? He said, if I come in my Father's name, and he was named by his father because he told the angel what to name him. What other name did he come in? He didn't come in the name Jehovah, so where did they get that from? That's what gets me. They be using it to say, oh, name Jehovah, but he said, I come in my father's name. He never came in the name of Jehovah. He came in the name of Jesus. I've come in my Father's name, a name above every name. That's why I say when you really listen to the scriptures, if you're really looking for truth, there it is. That name is above every name. There's no name higher than the name of God. So he gave him a name above every name. He gave him his name. I've come in my Father's name, and this is Father. I'm talking scripture. Give me some book for what you believe. And I'm talking about give me some Bible. You say something else, show me the Bible where it says that. It says John 5. In 43, I have come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. The Pope coming in the name of the Pope. Antichrist will come in his own name. Ain't nobody receiving the Pope in the name of Jesus. They receiving him as Pope Francis, the false prophet. They're not receiving him in the name of Jesus. What are you talking about? Well, he barely even talk about Jesus. He come in his own name. Now here's Jesus coming in his Father's name. He's named after his father. Father gave him a name. and is a name above every name. So it can't be nothing else but God's name. There's no name higher than God's name. And then he shows you in chapter 17, and we ain't go. I don't know how long I'm going to show because this cold is getting me, and I'm ready to get off this thing. But anyway, I just wanted to come and keep my word for y'all because I told you I was dedicating myself to Wednesday and Saturday. So I'll be back on Saturday. And if I'm still sick on Saturday, something truly wrong with this sickness I done picked up. There's something wrong with me. But let's look at the Gospel of John, chapter 17. And, okay, let's go with 17 and 6. He said, he came, Gospel of John 17 and 6. Book, I have manifested thy name unto the man which thou gavest me out of the world. Look, he said, I have manifested thy name unto the man which thou gavest me. See, so he revealed, he didn't reveal the name Jehovah. He revealed the name Jesus unto them. You know, that's what he did. He revealed that name, Jesus, to them. And so here it is. He's presenting himself in his father's name. And people are, they talk about, because I don't like to get into the extrapolate because everybody be trying to discredit the Bible. But there are extrapolates and intrapolates, those who have added to this Bible and subtracted from this Bible. That name is an added. When they used to call up on him, they were calling up on the name of Jesus. It was an unknown name to most people. But the true believers of God knew his name as Jesus. And, you know, of course, in their language. That's another thing these fools out here be talking about. They be talking about, no disrespect to people in their ignorance, that you have to go and call on him through his Hebrew name. And the name is the same. It's just a different languages. There's over 5,000 active languages right now. Over 5,000. Okay, known languages that people are speaking. And you think God is the one who made the confusion at the Tower of Babel. You don't think he know how his name sound in everybody's language? We don't speak Hebrew. So we're not going to be using Hebrew. We speak English. So in English, the name is Jesus. Okay, what is involved in that name? That there's where salvation lies at, is in his name. So he tells him he manifested his name into him. And Peter, he gave the power and authority for him to open the doors of the kingdom to all men. And this is 16:16, boy. Okay, 16:16. He said Matthew 16:13. It says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. See, same controversy today. These God, what they arguing about. Some say Elijah. Others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He never said, thou art the Christ, God. He said, Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. This was a spiritual revelation. It was spiritually discerned. He just didn't come up with this. That's what's wrong today. Too many people out there are not born again. They have not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. There's no water. They have not been born of water and spirit, as John 5 was talking about. And in 3 and 5, it talks about being born again. That you cannot see the kingdom of God. You ain't going to really understand the kingdom of God because you haven't been born again. He said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he can't enter into the kingdom of God. He didn't say he ain't entered heaven. He said, the kingdom. Everybody got this misconception that we're going to go into heaven when he's talking about the meek shall inherit the earth. His kingdom, his coming kingdom, a kingdom of peace and righteousness and judgment, is not a corrupt system as we know in this world today. A government that makes money off of war, killing people, stealing. They go send troops. We send troops. They talk about we fighting a war, and they talk about patriotism. And I tell everybody, I look at them, and I know disrespect, but I'm like, yeah, they'd be crazy to listen to people. These people go to where the resources is and steal it. They send troops to steal. Then those troops that get killed, they make money off of them. They blow up the Humvees, they got to go make so many more Humvees. You knock a tank out, you got to make a tank. You're shooting bullets, you're shooting Tomahawk missiles. Those are million-dollar bombs. Every time one of them fly over, there was $1 million they shot. You know, they make money. His government is not that. It's not going to be of a corrupt system that is fleecing the people. They say he was a rebel. He was. He's telling about his coming kingdom. People don't understand it because they don't hear that in the church today. They don't understand that there's a two parts of that kingdom. One was a spiritual birth, being reborn, and then now we're waiting the physical arrival of this kingdom. And so he goes on to say it was spiritually discerned. It was given to you by God. In verse 18, it said, I say unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock, upon this principle, they have church. I always talk about that, how that's insert to his ecclesia, the called out ones. But he said, upon this principle, he's going to build his kingdom, that he is the Son of God, and the gates of hell should not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Okay, the kingdom is going to be a peaceful place, heaven, utopia, not the sky, y'all. Is it whosoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And so he's telling Peter clearly, I'm giving you the ability to let these people in, to give them an opening understanding that they may enter the kingdom. A lot of people take that and say that they bind, and people say, oh, I can bind nothing. That was for the disciples, because it's the only place in the Bible, in the Old Testament, that you find the word disciple. Isaiah 8 and 16 says, bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples. So everything stop with them. You cannot come along with anything new at this point. He says, bind up the testimony, okay, and the law, these scriptures all together, was put all together among my disciples. There, it was an ending at them. So whatever they establish is, it can't be broken. You can't go come behind them and begin to reestablish anything. So that law, that's not to us, so far as the binding and what they loose, it was for them. So on the day of Pentecost, is when Peter opened the kingdom to everybody. He made it possible for man to come in the kingdom. Okay. And he says, and Peter in his verse 8 says, first 1 and 8, I like to just read over this. I'm just going to read this one verse because it makes people understand. If you do not have the Holy Ghost, you're not a true witness of God. You have not gotten it. 2. This is when you become a witness. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Not before, but after. You have the ability to be his witness. It's come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. They're going to be witnesses to everybody. I'm going to read verse 14, and I'm going on to the ending of this here. He says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you. Peter standing up. Okay. He said, he told them unto you, and he said, hearken to my words. I'm going to verse 21, Acts 2 and 21, that's verse 14. He said, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Then ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, verse 22, a man, not a God, approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. And then they go and ask some questions. And therefore, let all the house of Israel know this. Know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ, supreme in authority in your Holy Ghost. Okay, so he's made him the power. Okay, so now when they heard this, now see, verse 21, they said, you should call upon the name of the Lord. They want to know what, how do we apply this. But now when they heard this, they were in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter answered, open the door for the kingdom. And then Peter said unto them, repent, get away from that religious madness. Look at the scriptures. Get away from your evilness. Look at the scriptures. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for what? The remission of sins, for your sins. He said, that's what's in the name. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and the promises unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. So we find out you have to be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. Matthew 28:19 doesn't have no remission of sin in that. This is in the name. That is the name of the Father. The name is Jesus Christ, okay? And the Father and the Son's name, okay? So neither is thy salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So we find out there is no plan of salvation without that name. He said, whereby man must be saved. Okay? All right. 1 and 5, people. Revelation 1 and 5. It says, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, trustworthy witness, and the first begotten of the dead. God ain't never been dead. Okay, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. So the blood is in the name, in the water baptism in Jesus' name, but it's, the blood is contained in that name when it's called up over you. He said, thou art the Christ. So when you have Jesus Christ, you have the Father and the Son, so you're baptizing him, like you said, in his power and authority. All that is covered in the baptism of Jesus' name. I'd like to thank you guys for coming out, people. Sorry, I'm going to listen to this recording, too, to see how the good thing I'm talking about, but just being sick and trying to do the radio show is really interesting. Go out. And after all my whining, go out and get my books, y'all. Go out and get The Revival of the Roman Empire, all inspired by God. It ain't something I wrote. I wrote, but I didn't tell you what I felt. I just simply explained what was in the scriptures. The Revival of the Roman Empire, The Devil Workshop, and The Caliphate. You can find all those books at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Books & Noble. Barnes & Noble or Books and a Million. Thank you guys for coming out today. Once again, this is Revolutionary Gospel News. I hope you guys have a blessed day, and I hope it was edifying to your hearing today. Bye.